And hold on. There's almost. After this. Mm-hmm. Listen now. You don't see me. You can see you. Come on, sit. Come on, sit.
I'm coming. Oh, you have to change it. Wait. So I'm saying man mindset.
The man mindset.
The man mindset. Where's my drink?
Drinks will be here.
And then I'm shouting out the number?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, shout out to the live.
Y'all have a great night. And I walk out?
Yeah, peace, baby.
Peace. Oh, yeah.
Nice out, man. Yeah.
No,
after
but
the rap.
It,
after the rap. Move. Out.
After what?
After the rap. Out.
What is this, one?
I know. I now after this is over. There's gonna be a rap. So after the rap, you can go. Okay.
It's Wednesday?
Yeah, come on. Right? Out.
So you'll see everything though. You'll see everything up there.
This is throwing me off.
Don't worry, yeah, just wait till the rap is over. When you see yourself on it, you just start talking in the mic.
Okay. Can I say I'm the man mindset? Or
yeah.
Welcome to the mind mindset?
Yeah. No, welcome to the man.
Okay.
I'm your host. But yeah. We just maybe they see you sit down.
Yeah, they will.
After this rap.
Okay.
Like when you say it's game time, that's what you're going on. You when you say game time. Okay. Well,
no.
Okay.
Say make sure you call into this number.
Yeah, no, you say
the
shout out.
Shout out
to
okay.
His name.
And then tell them to call in.
See, after you drink, you put that down.
Yeah, I will. The first thing I'm going to do is drink.
Any time, anymore. Hey, what's up, homies? Hey, what's up, my dogs?
Okay.
Here you go.
Wednesday to my chat dogs. Welcome to the man mindset. Shout out to 179 people on December 15th, 2021. It's a great Wednesday to be here. Glad to have you all here. Make sure you call in at 563-999-3056. Y'all have a fantastic Wednesday. Peace.
Oh, what up, everybody? What's up, it's your boy, D. Last is this session. How y'all guys doing, man? How y'all doing, man? Let's get this joint. Let's see here. Let's throw y'all. I'm going to get show out today. Hold on. Get into it. There we go. Wait, did Steve turn into a girl? Nah, what's up, man? How y'all doing, man? I'm the Dean. Class is session. A few things we're going to go over today. I got a good show for y'all today as well. As always, shout out to all my chat dogs, all you guys out there. Shout out to you guys. Hope y'all are doing fine. Welcome all to the show. As we always say, before we even get into the show, I need to do more of this. I just want to say, if you guys, if you get the chance, okay, with the likes, subscribe, make sure you do that. It helps out the show. So if you get the chance and opportunity to do that, we greatly appreciate that. Also, women want to I always ask you guys, show. Make sure that you guys get your crayons out, notebooks out, take email, write down questions. I'm saying if you have a question, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman, you're having a problem, put a T in there. If there's a woman saying something that throws you off, put a W in that joint, and we got you covered. Okay, want to make sure we do that. thing about this show that I want to tell you, I love so much about the show, is that we're trying to change the game by changing how you see it. So we're trying to break. Where did it go? Try to break it. Okay, break it. Damn it. I guess it broke already. Yeah, break your perception. There you go. Try to break your perception of what's going on in the game. Before we get into the show, all my dogs, this show dogs. Ladies, I told you last night I was going to do a track. So I got a brand new track for all my poetry aficionados. I just put a brand new track last night, well, early this morning. So it already went up, ladies. Y'all know you are. It's already up. You check it out. It's already up. I dropped it. So if you have access, if you don't, go to manmindset.com. Click on free stuff. Click on the poetry. It'll take you right there. Brand new track. I dropped last night. I told you I was going to drop a track. I said I would do it as soon as the show's over. So I just did what I have stuff and dropped it. Just let you guys know we dropped that. Also, let my dogs know pretty soon I'm gonna have this on. I gotta do something right here, put some evil eyes or something right here, but pretty soon I'm going to be going live with this, the Oculus, where we're going to have a great time, me shooting, killing, workout, and chopping up game. We want to take the Oculus to another level where nobody is doing what we're about to do with that. So I just want to let you guys know that is coming up within a week or so, within the weeks and all that other stuff. On today's show, let me make sure I got all the questions. Guys, you ask questions, make sure that we put all your questions in the queue and answer all the questions and all that other stuff. Also, I do want to say, a lot of guys asked me about the texting thing, showing you with Tyler. And there's an end to that we did earlier, guys. But I'm going to break that down and show you before and explain it to you first. And then we'll get into the show today because we got really deep at the tail end of the show. And we're going to carry that over into the show. And we have a lot, okay? So, I got that final message. Yes, Tyler. I got that final message. I got that final message. Oh, wait. Just, I don't know. I'll get that one. I'll show that. I'll pull that. That'll be a surprise. But I'll show that, Tyler. I'll show that message or messages after we get to what it is that we're going to do. So I just want to get everybody, because a lot of guys can't understand how it works. So I just want to take a moment and break that down. So the lines are open, okay? Hey, what's going on, Mr. Hey, Mr. T, what's up, brother? Hold on, Mr. T, boy, put you in. I got you, Mr. T. We'll answer your question, but sit back, relax. Answer all your questions, answer our text. We'll talk about the texting part, because a lot of guys feel like when they're talking to a woman, they feel like they've got to ask questions. They feel like, oh, my God, what do you mean you can talk to a woman? Not ask questions and treat her in a few messages later. Okay, now following on this, I'm gonna move this along, but then we'll get to the text. Let me show you what I'm talking about. The app that you're on, to put her in a safe place, either on Instagram, Facebook, or WhatsApp, or take her completely off. But I would order her number where she gets in touch with you. And then from that point, to be able to maneuver where, even if you set up a date, you're not necessarily going to go on a date, because what you'll see in the clips I'm going to show you, we're going to go over that. You'll see how easy it is when you have a mouthpiece. And that's what we're going to go on. And the resolution is not clear. I'm sorry. If the resolution is clear to me. So the resolution is not clear, you might have to clean off something. It looks pretty clear to me. It looks crisp to me. It looks good. It looks good. It looks good. So we're going to talk about that. What I've got to you guys, okay? All right. So let me make sure we're at 1080p just in case, because I don't want any excuses. I've never had... Let me see the camera. Camera. Show advanced. I have 1080. No, we're good. Okay. Okay, we're good. We're good. I don't know what's wrong, but it might be back. I don't know. It's working fine where I see, but it is what it is. Shit, I got to check the phone lines. I teach you when it comes to is always when the woman you're for and always intriguing her by showing her that you are not the average guy out there. You're not the average guy out there. You're totally different from all other guys. So let me go ahead and grab Tyler's things. Y'all, so instead of y'all see me, y'all can see what Tyler Nor, she values the care of the earth. Looking forward to connecting with someone special after a long day of work. Remember, that's coming to play later on. Okay? I adore living my life in bliss, tranquility. Let's connect. That's her profile. She hit Tyler up. All right? So, when she hit Tyler up, as you see, she said, hey, Tyler. Now, remember, Tyler knows square. Tyler knows his bit. And Tyler always uses the same bit. Maybe a few modifications. They're always going to be the same. He reaches out to her. I'm awesome. Thanks. Bob's the product. I saw your hair, caught my eye, decided to stop and text you, invite you for the opportunity to enjoy cocoa with me. Hit me back directly, all right, when you're able. Now, what you see here, Tyler is leading her. Now, remember, not asking any questions. He's leading her. She says right there, oh, that's very sweet of you. Thank you very much. You're very handsome yourself. I love your see, right there. It's all radio. It ended right there, if you really think about it. Because if she noticed his confidence, what is the thing she doesn't notice from the other guy? See, when a woman notices something about you that separates you, they're going to tell you because they're so used to getting boring conversations with boring guys. So he's already good, okay? All right? I want to have that. Next evening, I'll text you. Let me take this off so I can keep going. I'll text you. I have my number saved, okay? All right, I want to have my number saved, all right? So then we get to the next one. Let me make sure I got that up. So, guys, got questions? I'm going to lock in the questions. Tiger, hold on. Guys, y'all got a question? Just put a key. I'll love Mark and save all your questions, okay? All right? So then, if you look at it right here, all right, he gets the photo. Can't show you the face. It's the photo. And they have a bone to pick with you. Now, this for a lot of you guys still that have a bone to pick with you, there is a cause to everything I'm saying. You just can't say it without knowing what to do next, and that's where you mess up. Tyler knows what he's doing. He has a bone to pick with, okay? Right? He's even at a loss, okay? Breaking it down. He's standing on his floor still. Asking any questions, okay? Not asking questions at all. All he's doing right now, if you're watching, all he's doing is asking. He's just talking to her. Remember, when you learn from us, we don't ask what you do for a living because we don't care. We care about your job, what your religion is, your political religion. We're going to move you to your four, okay? Okay? All right, so that's important. All right? Saying is, all right, for you guys out there, let's move to the next one. All right, so next message as we move along, after what Tyler said, now you can tell when you got the woman because some guys, one word answer, maybe a smile or emoji or something. Look at what she's saying. Thanks so much. I'm sure it's a great time together. I'm definitely feminine as ever. My schedule is hectic, but even though, like I told you, even though a woman is busy, they will find time for somebody who knows what they're doing. And what I can promise you right here, in this right here, smiling, blushing, laughing, thinking, reacting. Tyler's hitting the five things that you got to hit in order to get this. Smiling, laughing, blushing, thinking, reacting. You can see that this shit's going on right here. Okay? She says she's very flexible. Okay? Totally up. I can make time for a gentleman like you, for a gentleman like you. All right, anytime is best for you. Thanks for inviting me. cocoa. Don't drink alcohol. I'm a big tea, water, cocoa, fruits, good food, nature, calm, blah, blah, blah. Surprise me. You choose. By the way, she talks about her hair and all this other stuff. Tyler didn't even care about the stuff. What is Tyler doing? Tyler is just telling her what to do. Tomorrow, 1:45, there he is. He's breaking it down, okay? Almost done, gentlemen. Almost done. Tyler, after he tells her this, okay. So, now, as Tyler is talking, I'm talking to her, okay? See, listen to what he's saying to her. When you do what I showed you, you're bypassing all the bullshit that they're used to. They're not used to someone who is utilizing his God, utilizing his creativity, utilizing the conversation. Tyler, this is conversation class one. This is conversation class two. He's texting toolkit, flirt the fuck. He's mixing all this down, and he's breaking it down right there. You see what he's saying right there? All right? So I watch you closely to see, all right, that if you're somebody who likes to drive, and sip as much on my sip, he's talking to her, okay? I can enjoy and savor every flavor and sensation, the whipped cream, making sure I don't make any of it to get a taste of every little bit. Finding out what kind of girl you are. See, if you like to walk on the outside, marshmallows or not, he's making fun of this, okay, guys? I want y'all to see this. I want y'all to see how this is working. Because what y'all are seeing right here is that you get to see it in real time, where when you don't have to ask questions, but you can intrigue them so much that they become invested in you. I like that. Hey, I'm very observant. See that? I love ordering extra whipped chocolate shit. Now, she's talking about, see, he's leading to what he's saying, and she's following along with everything he's saying, okay? Talking about taking time and all this other stuff. Let's keep going. Let's keep saying, okay? Let's go on. Let's see here. So next thing I have, we got a few more. So then Tyler right here. All right, he's talking about this. Okay, he's talking about, you know, the point between giving you. Okay, he talks about Tyler. Remember, we did have one. Remember, I told you guys about the Tyler Spa coupon. Remember, this is early day. Nobody even talks about this. Remember, I told you about, you know, offering the coupon. Now, remember, wait, before we say that, this is very important for you to understand. See, when you pay attention to what they write, you can always use that to benefit yourself. What did she say? I'm looking forward to connecting with someone on someone special after a long day of work. That's all I needed, because I can take that to let her know I'm paying attention to her, but I can also utilize what she's saying to go ahead and drive the point to everyone else. Remember, guys, we all missed a few days ago. We talked about the coupon. I even showed you the moves to make from her knee to her calf, calf to ankle, ankle to foot, breaking down the foot and showing you game. Nobody does what you see now. No one does what you just saw right there. No one does that. But let's look at what Tyler did. Okay, so let's get this right here. So Tyler right here, okay? Being on your feet all day, right? The team talks about being on your feet all day. Now, I know if things ever move forward, that's what he's saying, if things ever move forward past this point between us, now I'll be giving you the Tyler Spa coupon. And it goes with hot cocoa, reinforcing the whole thing. This is beautiful. Warm smiles. But look, now he's leaving her. It's called these clipping her like a soap opera. The rest will wait. We'll talk about that later at another time. Now, gentlemen, listen, guys. He already, guys, for all you, I want a wife stand and I want to bring her over my house. Guys, he is already fucking her without fucking. He's already got it. Already, it's already over. Guys, just a few messages and it's over. No long waits, no wondering. She's giving him the heart. Someone she doesn't even know him. And giving him the hearts. But you know what? Man, mindset, men, we don't just take that. See, you can take that, okay? You can take that. But what you also can do as a man, you want to keep going deeper. Because you know what? We want to conquer. So we're going to keep posting that. She's speechless. No, come on, man. Come on, guys. I showed you the one from the act where she said, somehow I feel like I'm out of my league. Same thing right here. A woman who loves sex, a woman who loves to talk all the time is speechless. It's already over, but I'm just showing you, okay? Yeah. See, look at the reinforcement. See, Tyler left it dangling. See, Tyler's just saying that, look, this is what you're going to get if you're with me. But Pete Gang, and we'll talk about it later, the reinforcer that she said to reinforce what he said is that, guess what? Say yes, we will talk about it later. Spock Cooper are the best. All right, she's breaking all that stuff down. Okay? He just loves that, okay? You have me dreaming of all the good things to come. So I keep telling y'all, this is why we're so fucking arrogant when we talk to women. Because I know if you fuck around and talk to me, you're going to be submitting the pussy fat. Gentlemen, this is just a few text messages. It's already over. But let's keep going. We're almost done, guys. Tyler has a final one. I'm going to show you what I know Tyler. So Tyler, Tyler attacked from C. And I told him to do this. Remember I told him on the show, the next thing I want you to do, I told Tyler what to say. And I told him to do it through voicemail because she's already intrigued by the text message. And what's so beautiful about this is that she's waiting for the next text message. But what the fuck her up is that the voice message, which she's not used to. Remember the drug. Remember when she hears it, she's got to listen to it. She's got to play it for her friends. It is the drug of time that he just gave her that every guy before her, during, and after will not do it because they ain't man mindset motherfuckers like we are. They ain't rolling like we are, okay? I want to show y'all that. I want to show you that. Listen to what she said. Like that. I played your message twice. No, I didn't hold back. Me being speechless is a beautiful feeling. Observe my emotion. Take me. Hey, he got the invite. Gentlemen, I keep telling y'all all that stuff y'all listen to everybody else, I'm showing you and just keep moving her to your four. If you notice, Tyler didn't say nothing about fucking. Tyler didn't say nothing about her giving head or anything like that. Tyler didn't say anything like that. He's already got it set up. She's already in. She's in because of how he's doing it. Look what she's saying. Observe my emotions. Take me in. I always think before I say, so she had to ponder the right words to say because a lot of women don't really want to submit to this. I will always respond with grace, okay? All right, now, he's talking about the hot cocos being super sweet. All right, she's talking about herself, about her day. She loved receiving and rewarding. See, that's sex talk right there. Right there. See what she's saying? I love receiving the reward of sweetness in return. Come on, man. Gentlemen, I know they all laugh when I tell you that I write poetry. Even I told you guys, I got the brand new poem out. And a lot of you guys out there always sit there and say, Steve, poetry is stupid, but yet you'll turn on the radio and rap poetry. I keep telling you, this is why it's important, because what he's doing is he's using poetry to break it down. He's touching her in ways that average guys are doing by not asking questions. He's just talking to her. Listen, she's so intrigued. Look how many times that she texted, stop, texted again, stop, texted again, stop, and texted again, because there were so many things that she wanted to say, gentlemen. So many things she wanted to say, and look, she had to keep saying it, okay? Now, all right, always and forever. So here's the big thing, and Tyler's got one after this. So Tyler sent that to me. So I told Tyler, okay, let's take what she's saying. She asked about the poetry, right? Because she asked about the poetry. I told Tyler what to say. Tyler said it. Look what happened. This is the part y'all missed right here. So Tyler, I remember, I want y'all to look at the last part. Last part she said is always and forever, okay? Tyler shot with that. And because he's my student, I'm his sensei. I got him covered. Told him what to say. If you enjoyed the message, there's a lot more where that came from. I look forward to seeing you today and learning more about you one-on-one, face-to-face, so we can create a poem together. That's what I told you to say. And look. And this ain't over. Tyler just gave you something new. But look what she said. Guys, you see why you have confidence, why there's no fear. Because when you learn game, this is how your life's going to be. What did she say? I'm very intrigued and honored to get to know you a lot more. Okay? See that? The abundance flows to us. I will see you soon. Gentlemen, this is game. This is a beautiful thing. But let me show you what Tyler has. Tyler just showed me this. This is hot off. This is hot off the thing. We'll get to the other part of the show. This is hot off the press. All right. So remember, I will see you soon. I'm going to move my drink out of the way. Remember, our last thing is, I will see you soon. So let's get it. I'm just showing y'all. This ain't no lie. We ain't, wait, let me make sure everything's clear. All right. We ain't making this shit up. Remember? Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I, hold on. Fuck that. We're going to open this bitch up. All right. So let's get to it. Come on, damn it. All right, there you go. All right, I'll see you right today. I'm on my way to you, sweetheart. Sweetheart, to so much. I'm so sorry, my love. Okay, arrive at 1:50. Please excuse me for being late. It will not happen again. I value you and with hearty love. Hold on, let me stop. Wait a second. Time out. Hold on. I don't think y'all understand what y'all looking at. That I don't. All these guys out there that say they got game, I don't think y'all. But y'all just listen. When you are king, when you know your mouthpiece, when you know sexuality, when you know how to talk to her without asking the questions, and she realizes your value, I'm gonna show y'all again. I had to put that down and say, wait a second, gentlemen. Because I want you to see, because all you guys out there, all these red pill guys, oh, we don't like guys, and women are this, and women are mean, and brother, I'm showing you with a few texts, because there's only a few. Let's look at it one more time. Let's look at it one more time. Oh, God, zoom that shit in. All right, so start right there. Okay, I'm on my way to you, sweetheart. Already know that, okay? Now she's running late, but look what she's saying right here. I am so sorry, my love. It says I will arrive at 1:50. Please excuse me for being late. It will not happen again. I value you and would highly love to make it up to you. Tyler says, perfect. You start that with a soft kiss and a warm hug when you get here. Now, gentlemen, yes, you know all this shit. Gentlemen, this is why I keep telling y'all, man, the physical is going to come. He set everything up to have her apologize and want to make it up. So the makeup is going to be physical kiss. Intrigued. He wants him. Now, hold on. I had to hold on. I wish he seconds. I want y'all to see that later. Let's go over. Let's look at it one more time. He says to her, perfect. I will have you start off with a soft kiss and a warm hug for me when you get here. And you ready? What she said? She said, I love that, daddy. Let me know if there's anything else I can do. Dreams do come true. Wait a second. Hold on. Oh, shit, that's my alarm going off. What the fuck is going on? All right, here we go. Let me show y'all again. Y'all don't understand. Look at that right there. Right there. Listen. Perfect. I want you to start off with a soft kiss and a warm hug when you get here. I don't know what to do. Now, what do you think? She ain't saying no. She's not saying no. What is she saying? I love that, daddy. Let me know if there's anything else I can do. Dreams do come true. And here's the thing, gentlemen. He didn't talk about sex. He didn't talk about bringing her home. All he did was shift it down a little bit to show how smooth, how sexually confident he is, and how much game he had, and he always kept her on a four, always kept her on a four to a point where she felt bad because she was running late because she didn't want to lose him. So because she didn't want to lose him, I value you. Let me make it up to you. Because everything was already built in place already. Everything is built in place already, and this is what I'm talking about, okay? This is what I'm showing y'all. This is how game works, and y'all get to see it. He's my student, so I always love to help my students out anywhere I motherfucking can, because you know what? This is how game is. This is how game is. Pulling her in. Warm hug, soft kiss. But he said warm hug, soft kiss. Last night, I just want to show y'all one more time. He said warm hug, soft kiss. But she said, I just want to show y'all one last time. I love that, Daddy. Let me know if there's anything I can do. It's already over. See, Jim, this is touching her without touching her. This is, see, I keep telling you, when you don't make it about sex, you get sex. When you ain't thirsty, you get kisses and hugs. You get submission. When you're not trying to beg and barter and trying to prove yourself by asking a bunch of boring questions, because you think by asking her a bunch of boring motherfucking questions that, you know what, she's going to be interested in me. Doesn't work that way. This is how the game works in real time. So why do you think whenever he talks to women, he already knows it's already over? Because he knows how to position himself. And gentlemen, I want y'all to think about something. She's this way. Now, this is why I keep telling you I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I don't want her love. I don't want any of that shit. I want the addiction and the habit. Now, let me explain the addiction. Now, this is the perfect example of addiction. Now, listen to me. If she's doing that already, we haven't done hours yet. We haven't done the video conversation yet. We haven't had her take my phone and set up so I can watch her wash her body yet. Kissing 101 move, making out, thigh play, dirty talk, mere words. So when it becomes physical, what do you think is going to happen? God, this is why you got to tell them, listen, I'm not like every other guy. I don't know if you really want to get involved with me. Because once you get involved, see, she's all the way in because Tyler set up Tyler to get the invite. I keep trying to tell you, never go for it with between her legs. Always get the invite, because once you get the invite, they are open to do just about any and everything because they see something in you that they don't see in the average guy, okay? That's what I want y'all to see. But we got questions and stuff. But I want to talk about that real quick to you guys. And what we'll do is we'll cut this out and we'll make its own video tomorrow just to that. But I want y'all to understand, because we got to get into the show and answer your questions and all this. I want y'all to see what it's like. Because it's really hard for your mind to even interpret that I can get a woman to give it up to me without trying to beg, without trying to barter, without trying to kiss her ass, without asking a bunch of fucking boring questions. There's another way out there. And we did, with my help a little bit, we just took things. Because we were very observant, we took things, and we knew the right time to place them. Positioning to draw her in to want to know more, to a point where she went from hello to yes, daddy, and anything else that you want, to a point, gentlemen, where she's saying, I'm sorry, my love. Y'all hear that? Wait, let me say that again. I'm sorry, my love. Let me zoom that in and see that shit pop up. Oh, man, I'm talking. I should never pull that shit off, but damn, that shit was deep. Show y'all one last time before we wrap this part portion of the show up, but I want y'all to see the shit. Because I'm sorry, my love. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, my love. I'm so sorry, my love. Says it twice. Arrive at 150. Excuse me for being late. it will not happen again. Why it won't happen again? Because I value you. And I would highly love to make it up to you. And I know a lot of you guys out there, y'all like, wow, it's like, I cannot be there. You goddamn right. Every one of you can be that when you're a student of the game. Every one of you can be that way. Why do you think guys like us are so motherfucking chill? Why do you think that we don't care if she says yes, no, thank you? Man, if she fucks around and takes my information, it's already over. That's what I'm telling you. It's already over. Why do I tell you men like us bet on ourselves? Why do we put all the chips in the middle? Because instead of making it about the sex, I tell you, one thing that nobody on YouTube, there's no one on YouTube telling you about this, getting the invite. I want the invite because I want the pussy to come to me. I don't want to beg for it. I want it to come to me. I love that day. Let me know if there's anything else I can do. Dreams do, hey, come true. Wait, look, y'all see that? Come, hey, not C-O-M-E true. Y'all didn't see that. Y'all missed that. Look at that. We'll show you one time. Hey, y'all see it in the box? Dreams do come true. Y'all see what I'm saying, guys? This is why I always tell you. I'm sorry, Tyler. I just see your message. I don't see her message. All right, so. No, I don't see her. I just see her cup. I don't see her say anything. Send me a message. That's always a. Hold on, did I miss that? One, Tyler? I think I missed that. Hold on. Oh, I just saw that. Okay. So, what I'm saying to you men out here, this is why I always tell all my dogs out there, lines are open if you want to call in, but this is why I tell all you guys out there, if you have not started, if you really want to be a man mindset student, the one thing I always tell you guys before we even kick off the show is when you get the opportunity, go to the dollar store, go to Walmart, find 800-piece puzzle set and start and throw the box away and start putting the puzzle together. Take your time. If you want to be a student, because it all starts right there. That's part of learning what you see right here. Patience, discipline, a touch of passion, a little bit of romance, a shake of seduction, all these little things combined without asking her to tell him dreams come, C-U-M, true. Game, baby. Let's take the phone lines real quick. Lines over if y'all want to call in. Let's go ahead and get to some of these questions, then we'll get into the show. Let me get to some of these questions right here. Mr. T, how you doing? Welcome, Mr. A. I'm a fool, Mr. T. What's going on, Mr. T? I'm a fool. How you doing, Mr. T? New to the show. Brother. I watched your video of your kids, what you mean by eating with them on your fork. Can you explain it before? Yes. My four is several fours, but I just want, okay. My first four is knowing my kid. Now, I'll help you new. I'll help you because you're new. I appreciate the new guys. I appreciate all you guys. But I just want to kind of walk you and get you to understand the four. Think about your four. Your four is always going to be how you get from point to point. Okay? So if I see a woman, I need to put in my bid. So when I see her, putting in my bid is going to be my four. But as I'll show you in a little while, there are different kinds of fours. You've got fixed fours and flexible fours. Okay? Fixed four would be that this is what you're going to say to a woman and never going to change what you say. Because women aren't here special enough for you to change mouthpiece. So your bid is going to be your first four of being clear, concise, transparent, breaking it down. We talked about that in other shows. I'm just trying to move that along. That's 1-4. See, a lot of guys think that you can get to 4 just by 2 plus 2. No, what I'm trying to show you is based on women are different. And I say women are like music. Classical, theater, opera, pop, rock, goth, metal, R&B, soul, funk. You have hip-hop, trance, tribe, country, western, alternative, gospel. So you have women that are different personalities, but you can still get them to your four by making adjustments based off how you talk to the woman. Now, I've always shown this thing for years, but I pulled this up. See, where most guys go wrong is that they, when they send something to a woman, they're either beating around the bush, begging, kissing her ass to walk on eggshells. But when we return serve a woman, we're out with flavor in her eye, flavor in her ear. We're flirting fuck. We're staying away from the friend zone and the creepy zone. We're being sexual, making her smile, laugh, moan, blush, think, react. We're doing master the bedroom moves, and these are part of your four. But as your four, let me see, David, I know, let me see if I pull it. Let me find it. Where is that? Damn, I keep showing the wrong thing. I apologize. As your four, let me see, grab it. I grab the other question. So. But when it gets to your four, where the fuck are you at? Where did I put you at? It's on the suck. No. Wait, is it underworld? I mean, goddamn if it is. No, it's not. I see why. Hold on a second. I definitely need to mark that. Okay, here we go. I got it marked. Okay. So what I'm saying on four, okay, you learn the rules of trust. When you first meet a woman, she doesn't trust you. When you get five, that's trust, but that trust doesn't mean sex. And then what we want is called sexual trust. That's why we want the. But if you look at our four, the first four is going to be a thick four by putting our bid in. That's a four, okay? Now, how we put our bid in can be totally different fours. But our fixed four is always making sure that we answer the why, the what, and the intent. Once we give our number to the woman, you go to the four to the top right, you'll see that we're always going to be met. No matter what she says, we're going to set up the date. But our flexible four, again, is how we talk to her. And by talking to her, we want to make sure, which is a score right here, is that we don't want to waste our time. But a flexible four is how we communicate. The flexible four is all about hand, see, and hear, texting, voice messages, and video. Something that nobody on YouTube but us are talking about. There's nobody talking about this. Nobody whatsoever. So, and also, guys, I do want to say for all you guys, everything I'm saying to you guys, make sure you understand this is 100% authentic. This is only coming from the man myself. And if anybody's saying that shit, it's coming from us. So please understand this. We don't talk about other shit that the humans talk about. We on some different kind of shit over here. But the reason why that is very important, okay, is because when you're standing on your four, you have to understand that this is a tricky situation. Because if you tilt to the fucking left, you're going to end up creepy or the loser. If you fade over to the right, you're going to end up adding the friend zone and a bunch to another stuff. But if you notice what Tyler did, Tyler, to make her smile, he went to number two. She couldn't wait to talk to him. Number three, reading over messages, listening to his voice messages. Number four, thanking and missing him. Five, fantasizing about him. Six, sexually fantasizing about him. Seven, ready to make that reality. Eight, Tyler's like an 8-9 right now. But this is what happens when you learn game, young man. And that's what it's all about. But it's always moving her to your fours, okay? Always moving her where you want her to go, all right? So let me grab some of the other questions. Thank you, Mr. T. Thank you for the question. Grab it real quick. He says, Steve, have you ever heard? No. Tiger, it's cool. Tiger in the wrong room, brother. This is for men. We don't talk bitch talk over here. Very interesting. You help your with text, but they actually meet her on a date and he doesn't. Well, okay. Harry, explain something to you. Okay, you're probably new to this, so you don't understand. Okay. Wait. Let me. Harry, let me show you something, brother. Hold on. Harry, I think what you see, Tyler. Harry, I think you're thinking that I'm holding his hand, but let me correct you, Harry. Just give me a minute, Harry. This is from Tyler. This is from Tyler without me holding his hand, okay? This is from Tyler. Let me show you, Harry, because you're new to this. This is from Tyler. Let me press play. Thank you. Now, as you can see, Harry, that I didn't hold his hand with that. Because, see, Harry, what you don't understand, and I appreciate the question because you just don't know what you don't know. Tyler's a student of mine. Tyler doesn't need me, but I love to lend a helping hand to my students whenever, and he could have taken it or not, but he knows everything I give him is going to move things a lot faster. But Tyler gets pussy without me holding his hand. So I know you're new to this, so you don't understand what's going on, but believe you me, Tyler does not need me because he's a student of mine. He can do all of this on his time, and we have tons of these things. I wish I could find the one where you're, y'all, wait, let me see, this is the one that, is it? No, let me see. No, that's not it. Hold on, that's not it. Wait, let me see. Wait, hold on, I'm going to show Harry this one. I'm trying to find the one for you. Hold on, Harry. Hold on, Harry. Give me a second. That's, you got Harry. So, Harry, again, I know you might be new to this, but Harry, believe you me, Tyler, my student, has got this under control. Believe you me. So, Harry, when you say things, please say them in a more respectful way. We'll keep you around, but I know that it's hard to imagine that a guy that comes here can reap the rewards of men, and you just saw it right there. I just showed you, Harry. So, no, Harry, I didn't hold his hand on when he's with her in the physical. So, Harry, it's okay. You're new to all this. But hope, and if what I showed you is not enough proof for you, then please, I say this with all love, there's the fucking door. Get your ass out. Let me get to the next question right here. Next question up. Next question here is, how can I become a ladies' man and lead a girl when I start with Tiger? Again, that's why you're here, okay? We got you covered. Let me get to this other thing. We're going to be talking about that also later. But let me make sure. Okay, hold on, Tyler. I got you. Hold on. I see your thing. Hold on. Let me grab this real quick. Tyler, I got your chat. Your super chat. Okay. You said everyone can be like that guy if they are your students. But admit it, many times not everyone's going to make it in the game. Can I be a man? Is that a contradiction? No, it's not a contradiction. Okay. The reason why I say what I say, sir, is because the difference between Tyler and the average guy who isn't going to make it is that Tyler dedicated himself. Tyler paid attention. Tyler invested in himself. Tyler listened and followed and got coaching. Tyler listened. And Tyler will tell you, I punched him in the chest many a times, yelled at him many a times. Whereas the average guy, sir, is bird watching, just sitting and watching the show, and then has the nerve to ask a question, knowing that in order to be a student, he must realize that he must invest in himself. I cannot teach you to be a surgeon on a one-question thing. So, no, it's not a contradiction. I'm saying that the ones that come, see, here's the thing that you don't understand, Snake. The ones that come to me when we start coaching everything, it is at that point we talk to each other and how they are and how they think and really behave, which you don't know at that point. I turn down a lot of motherfuckers. I think I told y'all a week ago, a guy said, you know, hey, I just bought Conversation Class 3. I said, well, why would you do that? Oh, I just wanted to grab something. You're not for us. You don't believe it. I turned down a lot of guys. But once you really dedicate yourself and you want to be a student of the game, I back you full because you're backing yourself. But you can't be a student on the other side of the street with your binoculars on, just looking at shit and then asking questions, thinking that it's going to change you. Now, again, we're going to talk more about that because we talked about it last night. And I'm going to show you why it doesn't work. But see, Snake, the problem is you don't know what the game is about. Now, I love this question. I think it's a great question. I don't take any offense or anything by what you're saying because you just don't understand. But the reason why I would say that a lot of guys aren't for this is because you can't teach someone who's not dedicated to themselves. You can't teach anybody who doesn't invest in themselves. I can't teach anybody who doesn't meet me halfway. So when I recognize those things, Snake, that's when I let those guys know that this isn't for you. You need to find somebody else. Because if you're just going to sit around and hang around, hey, do it as you want. But please understand, you're not built for this. It's better for you to go to the other side to complain about women and bitch about women because the pipe-hitting dogs that I have in here, the pipe hitters, the trues of the world, the pipe hitters, the primes of the world, the motherfucking... let me see, my dog, my birdies of the world and shit. My FOAs of the motherfucking world. My Tylers, the Russes and shit. The freelance Ronins and shit. The Jeremys and all this. They you got to understand, Snake, they dedicate themselves. Every time I do a show, they're always there front and center. Always listening, always asking questions, always soaking up. So there is a difference, young man. But if you hang around long enough, you'll see when it happens because when someone comes in and asks a question, of course, a lot of people aren't about this, okay? All right? Okay. So, everybody can't be a man. But will you notice something? Only few invest. Everybody else tries to beat around the bush and try to get it for free. So you'll see what you are based on the behavior that you do. I don't need to tell you you're not good for this if all you're going to do is just sit around like a bird watcher. But I know you invest. That's when I got your back. So Tyler, who can already do what you heard him do on his own, when there was an opportunity that I see something that he might have missed, as his motherfucking sensei, I gave him game and I told him what to say. So what he did with that is say it. But let me tell you how he learned game. He picked up on why I said what I said. So the next time he does something with a woman, even that I won't even know about, he'll know how to add another extra step because of what I did for him. But see, that's what you do for students. You look out for them. You let them fall on their face. Let them fall on their ass. Let them fuck up. You punch them in the chest. But when there's opportunity to speed things along that he might not know, it is my job as a sensei to give him game so he can move things along so he himself can say, oh, shit, now I see what he's talking about when reading her profile and utilizing something that she says later on that could move things along, okay? I hope that I was able to answer your question, Snake. Let me continue, but let me get to Tyler's question. But let me go, and then we'll get into the show. Let me see here. But it was a good question. I appreciate the question, brother. Tyler himself, since they respectfully setting all the steps of the Temple of Shaolin, finding my vault, following the playbook. Yeah, that's all it is. And then, like, again, in the book, y'all will understand more about the temple and Shaolin and all. Y'all will learn more about that in the book. But what Tyler's trying to tell you, even though Tyler is a bad motherfucker, he still ain't shit. Even though I'm a bad motherfucker, I ain't shit. Not to my sensei. I'm just not. But like Tyler, I too am a student of the game. I've always been a student of the game since I was nine. But Tyler's might go over your head right now because you're not there. You're not a student. But hopefully you do become one, and hopefully I can help you. But if not, it's cool. I don't get mad at you guys. I just tell you, it's just not for you. You better just find somebody else, okay? So let me see here. Harry, listen, brother, no, it's all good. No, I'm just telling, I just answered the question. I know a lot of y'all guys want to be students. I know who doesn't. I get it. I'm very aware of what's going on. I'm very aware. That's why I don't mind y'all here. Be here. Bird watch and watch and see game from the sidelines. But when you're ready to get in the game, you know exactly what to do. Yeah, man. Harry, another Harry. Okay, awesome. Curious. On a date, does he break character? No. Harry, my brother. Hold on. Let me play the music. Harry. Hold on. Let me check the lines real quick before I break. Harry, the lines are open, guys. Hold on. Harry. Harry. Wait, this is where you got it wrong. Let me lower this. Let me play the music and shit. Harry, peep game. He's not breaking character because he's not playing a character. What you see is Tyler. That's who he is. Ready? Ready, Harry? At his core. What you see, that's Tyler at his core. So it's not, see, what you guys don't understand is, as I show you guys, is as communication. Tyler's giving her samples of what it's like to be with him because he's communicating himself from the core. See, when you communicate from your core, that means when you text it, voicemail, video, on the phone, put a note on a dove, or sending fucking smoke signals, it's coming from the one source of the core. So he is all those things, but the then some is when she meets him face to face, because she's not ready for a man to put his arm around her. They're not ready for a man to pull her close and say how sexy she is, how nice she smells, and how good she looks. She's not, a lot of women are not ready for him speaking to the waiter, telling the waiter how they met and how he's going to go for the kiss. But he only has to do that because he's already with the kiss. But what I'm saying to you, brother, is they only see that. Look, that's not even surface time. That's depth that you see. But the depth that you're going to see goes deeper because she's going to start to realize he can elevate her and educate her. So to answer your thing, he doesn't ask questions. He's going to be answering questions because now he's the anomaly. Where did you come from? Why don't you have a girlfriend? Why aren't you in a relationship? What's your story? Why? And this is going to come from the woman because men like us are so far so few. They want to know, why don't you have? Because you're too smooth not to have. I know you have. I just want to know how many you have. And based on your number of how many you have is the determination I'm going to make. Am I okay with you being with 3 women, 4 women, 5 women, 10 women? What is my number? But regardless of what her number is, remember, guys, I'm showing y'all game right now. Regardless of what her number is, now her number could come from her mindset, right, the belief. Regardless of her number, the emotions and the behaviors of what she feels is going to override and supersede the number, and she's going to be all in because she knows Tyler's the unicorn. She knows Tyler's the one of a kind, and she knows if she loses a Tyler, she's got to put 20 motherfuckers together just to kind of get close to a Tyler. But they want the real deal and the original, and they will bypass their own morals to be with a man like Tyler, okay? That's what I'm talking about, okay? What does he talk about? Well, Harry, the thing is, that's conversation class 1. He talks about himself. That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand it. We don't ask questions, man. Fuck that shit. I don't know why we don't ask questions. We don't do that. Let's see here. You said, no, 1, 2, 3, go. Tyler can be ugly. Tyler can be in a wheelchair. Tyler can have one hand. Tyler could be fat. Tyler could be short. All you guys can have the same mindset as that man. It's not about his looks. What makes him handsome and what makes him sexy is how he got her to think in more depth on a physical level. You guys, because y'all surface dwelling, y'all think the woman is just looking at his face as being good looking. No. What sexy is how his words peel off of that fucking phone and taps into her motherfucking pussy here. That's what makes him sexy, okay? So I don't care if you're 5 out of 6 out of 10. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But if you want to be a student of the game, you'll think more of yourself. But let's see. Let me make sure I just catch up on everything, okay? Let's see here. Here we go. So if everyone puts in the work, invests in themselves, will everyone be winning the game and dating coaches be out of business because everyone won already? Well, I've always said this since I've been doing this for over 30 years. The reason why I'll never be out of the game, because I will have a new batch of students every year, unless women stop having kids. But it never ends because, see, the thing is, this is what I'm saying. I can show you why you're not right for this and why you're not a student of the game. I'm going to show you. I'm going to do this with love, though. I'm not mad at you. See, you are one of those kind of guys that are so damn skeptical that you begin. Now, what you're doing is you're starting to question me versus what I teach. And when you start to question me, that's when I know you're not ready for this. All right, guys, he's Daniel's son to Miyagi. Y'all, we've talked about this. They know what I'm talking about. And if you don't understand is you're Daniel's son, where Miyagi tells you to wash the cars, wax on, wax off. You get mad at Miyagi and question his skills as a karate teacher because he's not teaching you kicks and punches. So you want to question his manhood. And when you do that, you're not a student. This is where I would tell you this is not for you. Because I showed you a receipt. You question that receipt, and then I smashed that receipt by showing you the voicemail of him in live action, and yet that's not good enough for you. And because it's not good enough for you, you become in your feminine, and you start to question me. Because here's the thing. Everybody is not going to put in the work. Everybody is not going to invest in themselves, brother. That's where you get all the game wrong. Because even a guy like you lied in December 31st thinking you were more than what the fuck you are. And it just works that way. I don't give a fuck if you invest or you don't invest. But you'll never come in here being disrespectful like that. But what I would say to you, okay, what I would say to you is that this is why this isn't for you. Because what you're doing is you're now challenging me versus I've done anything but showed you proof. I showed you receipts, and I showed you voice messages. And if that is not enough, then I can't help you. And I say that with love. I say that with love. But I appreciate the question. But this is why I would tell you, you're not a student because you're expecting everything to happen overnight. And I will be the first to tell you it doesn't work that way. And you would first then challenge and question how I teach. Because if I were to tell you to go get your puzzle pieces, the first fucking thing that come out of your weak-ass mouth is, why would I do that? What does the puzzle piece got to do with the game? What does the puzzle piece got to do with women? Why would I got to do that? Stupid. You see, you're that kind of person. But I'm showing you right now why you're not why you would never be a student of the game, and I would never take you under my wing because you are just not that guy. But I appreciate the question. That was a very great question. But I want to show y'all guys how it works. This ain't for everybody. And when you come in with the feminine, there's some women just can't do that, man. Let me get to the next one. TJ, there's some things going on with that. I got it. But hey, TJ, I tell you this much. It's going to be over 400 pages and then some. I can't tell you. I was surprised with the page count, but it's definitely going to be over 400 pages. It's going to be over 400 pages. And it's going to be something. Can't wait. But it's coming soon. It's coming soon. There's some things that I have to do. Let me see. Jordan. Hey, Jordan. Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you for the dollar super chat. Every dollar counts. I appreciate that. Okay. Let's see here. Next question right here. And then we'll get to the other question. I'm going to ask these questions before we get into the show. Guys, y'all can call in. I want to make sure I get the question. Why is it I feel selfish and greedy and not sharing the information about your channel to so many call friends? No, AX, it is normal. AX, you know what's funny? It's funny. I always go back to 98 or 97 when I was doing MP3s and stuff before all this stuff jumped off. And I would always tell the guys that some of you are not going to share this information because some of you don't want people to know. You don't want to know where the gold, the silver is. And a lot of you guys, now again, this is where our Star Wars analogy comes at. A lot of you guys will say, wow, this is a lot of great information. You know what? I want to eat and I want my boys to eat. So I'll bring my boys into this secret society and let them know about this thing that a lot of people don't know about, right? But then there's some of you motherfuckers like you, my brother. There are guys like you that say, holy shit, fuck, man, fuck, hey, fuck my friends, fuck brothers, fuck all, I want it all. I don't want to tell a motherfucker about it. And I respect both of y'all, but that's the thing about being a man. You get to choose what you want to do. Because here's the thing, even if you bring your friends in, they will be like snakes. They will say, well, damn, look at him. He's old. He's ugly. He's short. He's this. He's that. He's got women. He's this and that and that. What can he teach me about the game? And, you know, they will question me. They won't be students. A lot of them won't because they won't be able to accept how easy the game is when they're a student of it. Because right now they think it's hard, it's difficult, because all that information they listen to, women are bad and they're single, all that shit. So even if you brought some of your friends in, they're not going to do it. But what's funny is I've had guys do that one thing, AX, and what happens, they take them to my channel, right, or my website. And the guys look at me like, man, I ain't going to fuck with this bullshit, right? They said that. And then they see him getting women, him fucking a lot of women and having that lifestyle. And then the guys go to him and say, well, man, how did you learn that? How did you learn that? And he's like, motherfucking, that's where I learned it at. And they're like, oh, you see that? See, that's where they're going to come in at. Because some guys will say, go to themanmindset.com and look at it. Look how it is. He's got his receipts on the front end. He's showing you how bad he is. He shows you every show how bad he is. He shows you can talk shit off the top of his head. But you know what? You want to start writing poetry, and someone's got to be like, man, I ain't writing no poetry. That's gay. That's stupid. That's dumb, right? Even though they rap that shit or sing that shit on the radio, whatever. But then they'll see the behaviors of the guy and then ask the guy, well, how did you do that? And then the guy will be like, the fucking man mindset. And then they'll be like, oh. And that's how it happens that way. So it just is weird. It's a very great question. I understand that. Very good question. Let's see here. We're going to get to the topic. It wasn't. I just want to catch up with some of these questions here. Tyler, tell them how long you've been a student for. Tyler, tell them how long. I don't know how many. It's been some years, Tyler, hasn't it? Well, Delta, here's the problem. I will do that. Yeah, I will do that. I got to get around to that. That's going to be huge. That's going to be, yeah, I will do that. I'm going to do that. I promise you. I would. See, the problem is I'm already working on book two. So while I'm working on book two, I will take time to go ahead and begin the audio as well. Because that's how my mind works. It's just I'm not on one. I got two threes and all that other things brewing. Like I say, even when I started that, let me take the phone lines real quick. When I was working on this and, you know, I started getting hip to this, you know, how my motherfucking cake-ass mind works when I see things like this, I said, wait a second. There's a new avenue and a new way that I can show guys all over the world who want to be connected to me to not only be in the world that I am, have fun and watch me get my ass kicked, get killed, run, duck, and dodge in a fun way, but also be able to spit game while I'm doing this, something that nobody's doing. Remember, this is innovation. That's how game works. You always want to look at things of ways that I can teach guys because I want them to show that I can't kill them all. I'm not a bad motherfucker. I will get my ass beat up in boxing. I will get eaten by a zombie. I will get shot by somebody. So I want to show you that I'm human. I'm just a regular old motherfucker with game though. So that's why, again, when I did this, I added what y'all see right here to be a part of game to give you another avenue to show you. So, you know, game is all over the place. But again, no, which y'all new guys will learn, nobody does what we do. There's nobody on YouTube that do what we do, man. We on some other shit. Let me see. I'm going to ask a few more questions, then we'll get into the show. Let me see. I got that one. I'm sorry. Let's see here. Harry. Okay. You got it. Yeah. Tyler will answer that question for you. He's in there. Tyler, have a look on that shit. All right, C-Dog will be the last one that I do King. All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Valentine's Day, I'll graze on that. I think I'm going to do a show tomorrow, so I was going to do that tomorrow. the Valentine's Day thing. We'll talk more about that because I got so much to talk about today in the other class. We got a lot to discuss. Let me just get to this right here, King. We got a lot to discuss today. Can people have this? Say, okay, hey, C-Dawg, listen to me. What I am trying to teach is has nothing to do with your physical. I don't care if you're black, blue, green, or red. I don't care if you're tall, short, fat, skinny. I don't care if you're 70. You got to be 18, though. I don't care about that stuff. I'm trying to get you to stop caring about it. Yes, if there's something with you, you're going to have to fit in your lane where you're at and win in the lane that you're in. But I'm not here to say that you can get, because I'm not here to teach you to get women. I'm here to teach you how to get yourself. See, you're on the surface right now. You're thinking about getting women. Women have nothing to do with the game, young man. And once you get women and stop trying to get women or really worship women, you're going to start to see a whole new world. But that's where you learn game from. I'm never here to say you're going to get women, but that just comes along with the perks of being a man. That comes along. But I don't want to say you're going to get women, because I don't want to say that. And see, I don't want you to be a student to get women, because then you're coming in a false pretense, and that's what I want a student. I want a student who wants to get himself, that needs to go and find himself at his core, who needs to love himself and find himself. That's the guy I want. If you want to get women, then this isn't for you, because you're not going to understand the game I'm teaching, because you're going to be like Daniel's son. You're going to be looking for me to teach you how to kick and punch. But when I teach you how to get your puzzles, like waxing on and waxing off and telling you to do things, like I'm doing a book with the lights and the books, all the shit I'm telling you to do, you're not even going to understand it. It's going to be like, well, why am I learning all this bullshit? How the fuck is that? How is that going to get me a woman, man? I don't want to do all this shit. This has nothing to do with women. You know, you're not even teaching me anything about women. All you're doing is teaching me about myself. I want to get women. And see, that's where you're not going to be a student of the game. So I want to make sure you understand that. This is not about getting women, because I'm not teaching you how to fuck. I keep telling you. I'm telling you right now, I am not teaching you how to fuck women. What I do is teach those that want to get on a higher level to position themselves to have women want to fuck them. If you don't want to be on that level, I can't teach you how to get women, because that's beneath me. I'm teaching my dogs to position themselves where the women are so fascinated by these men that they want to fuck them. That's the level that I'm on, okay? Just want to let you know that, okay? So let's see here. Hey, JC, once you get the puzzle together, rip the puzzles up and start over again. So there you go. So Tyler, Tyler started in 2019. Tyler started in 2019, okay? Black. When I go live, I should be able to stream here in other places, right? So when I go live, you just like you're doing now, you just watch. You watch, but you have to go on Twitch. I'll give you my Twitch number, and follow me. And you'll be able to ask questions on Twitch, and it's going to show in a bar while I'm playing. So when I'm playing, I can read your chats and talk to you. You don't have to buy this. No. I want to make sure. No, you don't have to buy it. You just got to subscribe. Once you subscribe, then, or if you're on YouTube, it should come through here, because I'm going to try to do it through OBS that connects to StreamYard, that will connect to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. So you'll just have to show up. That's all. I do all the work. You just show up, man, and have your questions, and let's get ready to have a good time, okay? All right. So okay, let's get to the show. Guys, lines are open. Y'all call if y'all want, but let's get to the show. Now, we had a very, very great discussion last night at the tail end. I hope a lot of you guys out there listening to the show had the opportunity to listen to the discussions that we had last night. Last night's show, we really touched on some real deep things last night, and hopefully, I hope you listen to it because I got to keep going. I can't really like slow it down for you, but we can talk about it, and that's very important. We can talk about it, from talking about it and discussing it, gentlemen. Hopefully, y'all could catch up to what I was saying, but I'll briefly go over what we talked about because, you know, my thing what's important is to make sure that you young men out there, if you kind of slowed down and missed it, that you can catch up to it. But what we were talking about and what we were discussing, okay, where we were talking about and discussing the problems. Because there are problems that come along with this, guys. And for a lot of young men in this game, they do not understand that when you start to question yourself, when you gentlemen start, I explain, I just grazed through it. Why a lot of you guys will never, ever get to your core. Because what you think you're doing to win, you're actually doing it to fail. But you don't realize because your mind makes you think that you asking why questions are going to give you the answers you need to kick in and learn game. But what I was saying to you young men out there is when you ask why questions, okay? Okay, the problem is that asking the question is the problem because on your level of thinking, you're only going to get the answer to your level of thinking. See, as men, we don't ask why questions, okay? We don't do that, okay? And that was the thing that I was saying, okay? Don't ask why questions. Never do them, okay? It is saying to yourself, not why did this happen or what is it that I have to be, okay? What we've got to start doing is we've got to just start scribing what we've got to do, do it, look at the film, and then make the adjustments. See, as soon as ask the why question, you're not getting to your core, okay? Let me make sure I answer your questions now. And let me explain that to you. I don't think a lot of y'all, know how this shit's going through your head, Freelance Ronin, when I say go over your head, because that's where it came from, Freelance Ronin. But when I say what I say of why, now for a lot of guys, I know y'all saying, wait a second. Well, I've got to ask myself, to be able to get clarity of it. No, it's not true. And that's where y'all go wrong. You sit there and say, well, what do I have to do to get her to like me? Or why doesn't she like me? Or why isn't she interested in me? Or why did she call me? Why did she text me? That's not surface. You're still stuck on the surface. See, I'm trying to get you to stop questioning yourself and stop judging yourself. See, a lot of you guys, and I'm about to show y'all some shit in a second, of why you don't ask why, you just need to start doing shit. That's where your scribe comes in. Scribe, if I see a woman, this is what I'm going to do. See, what you're doing is you're questioning the guy supposed to be giving you the information to utilize when it's go time. You don't question the guy. You tell him what to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to say. This is where I want to move her. We don't say why it's not working because we don't give a fuck about the why. And I'm going to show you that there was one time in your life, gentlemen, you did exactly what I'm showing you. You never stopped on sperm tube. You never stopped on sperm gram. You never asked your boys or your friends why this, why that. You know what you did? You just did it. You said to yourself, I have to get to the egg. maybe in your mind somebody said, well, what about your brothers and sisters? You said, I have to get to the egg. But wait a second, what about her near family? I have to get to the egg. Well, what if they get mad at you and you run past them to get to the egg? Well, what if they talk about you or they reject you and they don't want you? I have to get to the egg. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? You didn't ask questions. You just did the thing you said you were going to do. That's why we're so different, man. You don't have to ask questions. You don't have to ask questions. Shout out to you, Oak. You don't have to ask questions, gentlemen. That's what I keep telling you. That's where you're going wrong. Questioning yourself, questioning women, questioning what you say, questioning what you're doing. Yes, Jay, God damn it. You goddamn right. There you go. Rinse and repeat. There you go. Yes. It's so easy. It's complicated because you do not trust you on your core. But gentlemen, as I said before, there was one time in your life you did. There was one time in your fucking life that you trusted you above all things to get what you wanted, and you did not give a flying fuck who was your way. You didn't take any days off. You didn't make any excuses. You didn't blame other women or other people. You didn't blame it. You just said, I got to get the egg. And this is why I know any of you motherfuckers watching me right now, this is how I know you can get game. Which tells me this, that you have it in you to get it. Because tell me I'm lying. I mean, come on, tell me I'm lying. Don't believe what I say. Come on, tell me I'm lying. Tell me you didn't have that. Because if you didn't have that, I hate to say it, you'll be dribbling down your mom's leg right about now. But you had it. You didn't give a fuck. You were one at your core. You had a oneness with yourself. And in that oneness, you had drive, discipline, determination. You had it. I'm telling you, I didn't give it to you. I didn't give it to you. You had it. And this is not to motivate you motherfuckers. This is to tell you that you can't tell me you can't learn this shit. But if you choose not to, I can't help you. But I'm just trying to show you that in your life, at one point in your life, you had it. Which means you still have it. Which means all you got to do is find that motherfucker. But it means, though, that you have to go deeper into who you are because you have layers of being on your purpose, layers of going on your own way, mental, women are bad, the world is bad, the world is bad for guys, government, look what happened to Dr. Dre, look what happened to Jeff Bezos, all you have layers of bad information that is harder to get to your core. That's why I tell you guys, I got to talk. I can't just tell you I can show you this and it's going to happen that fast. Because we got to talk. And I need to know where you came from. What are your thoughts? What do you think? Who you used to listen to? These are the things I need to know because for me to get you to your core, I need to know what's stopping you from getting to your core first. That's why we got to talk. I just can't tell you that, man. Like I said before, that's what I'm trying to show you guys. That's what we were talking about yesterday, okay? See, the problem is, and like I even said it before, even my book is not going to help you. Wait, Steve, what did you say? I'm going to tell you again. My book won't help you. Wait, I'm going to say it one more time. Even my book will not help you. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm a bad motherfucker, and I'm sure they're bad motherfuckers that write books, but it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why you fail with this. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to, listen, y'all see I'm not separating myself. I will become an author. And my book will not help a lot of you guys. And I'm going to tell you why. Why you, and this is why you fail too. So many of you guys on the surface level are always looking for shit outside of yourself to motivate you and give you inspiration. So you go to the gym, not because you want to go. You go to the gym because you know women like muscles. Well, some, not all. You go buy a car because maybe you saw a TV show, a rapper, or some motherfucker got a car, a bunch of women. But there, if I get a car, it's a woman. If I get a nice boat, I get a house. When you at your core, side of yourself, you are going to fail. And I'm not going to lie to you. See, it would be wrong for me to say that my book is the only book that's going to help you. No, there isn't a book in the fucking world that will help a surface dweller. See, the problem is because you guys are still on the surface, that's why you buy so many books on so many things. That's why you watch those YouTubes on motivation. You're still not motivated. That's why you buy shit to help you evolve and grow, but you never get things worked out. You want to know why? Because on the surface, you're always looking for inspiration outside of yourselves versus being inspiring to yourself. Ooh, shit. Woo! Oh, let me drink some water on that one, man. I don't think y'all heard me because I want to be honest with you. If you're looking for me to inspire you, then it will not work. If you're looking to me or read my thoughts book thinking that's going to change you, it is not going to work. It's not. But I'm the only one that's honest. See, some guys don't give a fuck about you. They'll tell you, oh, it'll work for you. I'm telling you why it won't work, why it hasn't worked. Because the only way you can be the student of the game is by taking the information and going below the surface to your core and start connecting information with yourself. I can't do it. I'm too busy doing it to myself. I'm too busy feeding myself, giving myself games, scribing shit for myself. Most of you don't go to your core. You can't go to your core because of all the, from a lot of you guys, you started with the mental shit. You went to being on your purpose. You went to money, clothes, status. You went to hypergamy. You went to female nature. You went to no fat. Look at all the layers that you got to look at all those layers that you must cut through. All the gimmicks, the manipulation, all layers. So whenever you read a book, you're reading a book on top of, on the surface. You haven't even dug deep enough to even get to a core. You're not even, because you got all this bullshit that you believed in. Oh, the hypergamous nature of women, and women are terrible, and life is unfair, and women are hard, and there's no way I'm going to do that. That's it. I'm trying to teach you, young men. Any book will help you. If one is prepping you, what have I been doing for 30 years you don't understand and I teach you guys? Gentlemen, as I always say to those that call in and ask me the question, you cannot just put a steak on the grill if you want that shit to turn right. You must slow cook and you must marinate that meat before you put it. And if you've been following me, all I've been doing is marinating your mind. mind and preparing you to begin to accept whenever you chose to listen or follow me. But if you haven't, you're going to miss the whole point. All these shows are to marinate your mind into the right frame of mind to position yourself, to look to yourself for the answers that can only be for you. They can't be for me. That's where all these guys go wrong. They want one word to describe all of you guys so y'all can be in a cult and have that one thinking of a higher power or hierarchy where you worship, i.e. church. And I'm not knocking you churches. I'm just giving you an example. You guys love your God. If he's Muslim or Christian, Baptist, whoever the fuck he is, you worship him, meaning that you praise him. And then that thing called a Bible is right to him. Some of you guys will regurgitate scripture because you think it's coming from him, even though those are nothing but all that. But I'm just trying to show what's going on. So when you're on YouTube and you're looking at these cults that are you pills and be a white pill versus refund or be a level 5 guy and all this other shit that they've burned, they pushing all the manosphere, all this other two guys. I'm not part of no fucking manosphere. Never been one. Never been one. That's just a made-up thing. Shit, after a while, it'll be pumpkin nickel or some shit, or pineapple. It's always going to change. But the thing remains the same is that you can never connect to your real self when you're trying to be somebody else's self. Every time that you regurgitate high-value man that's not coming from your core, you're running more away from your core because you're trying to be the second best that person. When that person told you about hypergamy or the hypergamous nature of fucking woman, your masses actually believe that game. That's the most crazy word. But you guys, when you know they're regurgitating words, then guess what? You are getting away from your core. That's why you're having the problem. I'm trying to show you guys, okay? I'm trying to show you guys, all right? See, dog, what about guys buy your product, other coaches apply it? Wait, I don't know about the coaches. I don't get it. Okay, see, dog, you might be doing because I don't give a fuck about the coaches. I don't care about them. So it ain't about other motherfucking coaches. I don't give a fuck what you do with them or what they do for you. That's my goddamn business. If you want to be a student, you're going to learn how to learn your language from me and me alone. But guess what? I will never teach you to be me, to imitate me, or to act like me. I'm going to be your authentic self. That's the thing that's fucking up a lot of you guys. Because you're so busy waiting for the next to come out that you are looking for something to imitate. And then you wonder why you're having so many fucking problems today. Because you're trying to be somebody else. They're not teaching you how to be yourself. It's one thing to say, all right, let's take hypergamy or high value man. But then they say, don't try to be me. Don't take my words and fucking try to be me, be yourself. They can't do that because sales go down. See what I'm saying? The power is in the fool that believes that you're the top guy at the top. And whatever he says that trickles down to you weak motherfuckers, that is absolutely true. Oh, women are all terrible. They're this for the reason. All I'm doing is just regurgitating someone else's theory versus learning about your language. And that's why you guys fuck up. And that's why you don't win. You're never going to win. You're built to fail. That's why you keep going back to the BUAs did it always. They always keep going back to the source. Because once the source, once the word that the source puts out there fades the fuck out, he must come up with another word to keep you blind ass motherfuckers going in his direction. That's why I keep telling y'all this. Nobody wants to tell you this shit. Nobody wants to get deep. Lines open if I want you. We'll get that note down a second, and we'll continue the show. Nobody wants to deep with y'all on that level. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that. They do. See, if See, let me explain me being a student of my mentor and Tyler being a student of mine. Right? We're all in the same boat because even my mentor is a student of mine. And it goes on. Beautiful thing about what and what Tyler's learning and those that are learning is that they are constantly cultivating their mind to fit them, not anybody else. They're not trying to fit in what a woman wants them to be. They're not trying to fit in for everybody to like them. They're not trying to fit in and be somebody else. They're not. They're finally going back to their core of what got them to the egg, and that is cultivating a mindset that gets to it, but it takes time. It does. It takes so much time. But because the world or you surface dwellers are always looking for quick fixes and solutions to yourselves, it doesn't work. It just won't work for you. And I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm just being honest with you. Because the only way you're going to be, only way this is going to work is that you have got to free your fucking mind of, not, hey, listen, not only me. You see, I'm not saying you got to free yourself of me, everybody. You are only taking in the information I'm giving you and see it for yourself and make the proper adjustments. But you cannot be me. They won't tell you that shit, but I'll tell you. Because that's where y'all surface dwellers go wrong. Y'all running around, especially for the work. Hey, the worst part is the black man. And I say this because this is Black History Month, which is proclamation. Anyway. So, what's sad is I can speak for the black man, but I will say that it's so fucking sad that your ancestors came under the boat to the Americas to go through all the shit they went through to convince that your fucking and your great 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 father was proud of that he handed down to his son, and his son handed down to his son, and his son handed down to his son, only for you to watch a YouTube and change your name to a fucking pill, going your own way, high value, whatever. What a fucking shame. Shame on you. I can speak for all you other colors out there. I can speak for my own. Shame on you. Because some of you guys came above the boat, and some of your parents went through a lot of shit. And they love their name, and they handed it down to their sons all the way down to give you the name. And what you doing? Two decades ago, PUA Mike and Red Pill Ron and Met Pal Joe. Shame on you, motherfuckers. Shame on you, motherfuckers. So you motherfuckers don't realize the value of bloodline and name, black, white, green, or red. That the name was everything. And now you're in a place where you don't even want to push your bloodline because somebody told you that a guy on Mars got with a woman and now he's in family court. And because it happens to him, it's going to happen to you. Shame on you, motherfuckers. And this is why we don't give a... Hey, guys, I say this to all you guys. This is why we give no fucks about you surface dwellers. We will take what you have and not give a fuck what you think. You want to know why? Because you ain't on our level. We are here to conquer. We don't give a fuck about you. And I say this with love. I say this without love, okay? All right, I say this without love, okay? All right? I say this without love. I know black men were here, the Moors. I'm saying that after the Moors, what I'm saying is that a lot of black men, a lot of the ancestors, your ancestors came under the boat. They weren't on top of the Titanic type shit where they got to sit on top of the boat, put their under there, a whole new world. They didn't do that shit. Them motherfuckers is laying on their fucking backs with chains to them. Couldn't move or anything. Shitting on themselves, pissing on themselves, getting beat, raped, killed, thrown over the boat to hold their name, to give it to their sons, to give it to their sons, to give it to you. And what are you saying? Because of some motherfucker told you your name ain't shit, you decided my name ain't shit. And then you wonder why guys like us don't give a fuck about you. Because if you don't give a fuck about yourself, why should we give a fuck about you? And that's why when I know guys that take your wives and your girlfriends, kill your relationships, and run all through your family name, why I don't give a fuck. And I say that love, because you know what? Either you're going to join us and conquer, or you can be like everybody else. The choice is yours. I don't give a fuck one way or the other. But when you're with me, I'm going to teach you how to conquer, because that was the fucking thing you did when you got here. You conquered to get to the egg. So I will teach you how to conquer, and I will teach you to stop giving a fuck about people. And once you stop giving a fuck about people, you'll start giving a fuck about what they think. You'll stop giving a fuck about rejection. You'll stop giving a fuck about her not being interested in you. You'll stop giving a fuck about everything. And the funny thing about that, you'll start to get more women. It's the weirdest thing in the world, but I'm here to show you that. I don't give a fuck, and I win. You will learn how to find your core and stop giving a fuck about the next man. That's what I'm saying to you guys. That's what I'm saying to you guys, okay? That's what I'm saying, okay? And I just want to make sure that those that want to learn, I'm not talking about learning your name. Sure, learn your history. But what I'm saying is I'm trying to get you to your core. The one thing that these motherfuckers don't want you, they don't want you at your core and shit like that. They don't want you there. They don't want you there. They don't want you to do the thing that marketers and advertisers don't want you to do. And just think. They don't want you to think. They don't want you to realize that all the power that you have is when you begin to look out for yourself first. Worship the gods that you want to worship. Worship your Buddhas, your elephants. Worship your sons. Worship all that shit. But goddamn it, you better worship yourself more than anything else in this world. You better worship yourself more than anything else in this world for this shit to go. Because if you worship anything, if you put anything above you, you're going to just look to that as worship, as that. You should be your own God, your own solar system, your own universe. But it's deep. This ain't for everybody. And I know I'm going against the grain, but if you want to see how winners win, we got a winning fucking mentality. We just don't give a fuck because we know all the answers are inside of us. Being able to think, being able to reflect, and being able to solve shit without worrying about the repercussions of the shit we think. And if you don't want to be a part of that, I don't know what to tell you. But that's why I keep trying to let y'all guys know. This is, you know how guys win? This is how we win. You want to know how we get pussy? This is how we get pussy. You want to know how we get women to run behind us? This is how you do it. You just see, all you're seeing is the end result of fucking hard work. That's all you're seeing. Tyler didn't know shit about fucking women. I mean, he probably got women here and there and said he was doing it on a subsurface dwelling level. But when Tyler learned Tyler became unstoppable. And the drug of learning you is powerful. You got to keep going. You just can't stop. You just can't stop. You can't. You just can't. So, JC, I think, your problem is, JC, you have failed because you're rushing at doing something that takes time. You're trying to fix it because you think if you put the puzzle together in one session, you got it, and that's not what it's for. As I told you, you put it together and walk away from it, and every day or whenever, walk by it, just add one piece. I never said try to solve the puzzle. That's why you fail, because your surface dweller mind is thinking, if I put this puzzle together, I'm going to learn game. Nah, man. Have you ever seen a show, or have you ever seen a TV show or a movie, or been a CEO's office where you have a chessboard? You see there's pieces being moved on the board. One day he'll walk in the office and he'll stand on this side and he'll look at the board and then he'll move it right here. He'll walk away. And then maybe one day he'll go to the office and stand on the other side and then look at the next move where he's playing against himself. That's what I'm trying to show you. You got to learn how to play against yourself. You're not playing against yourself. You're playing against a lie. You're looking out of a window versus a mirror. And that's what y'all doing. No, I didn't ask you, JC. I didn't ever say do it quicker. I said take your time. As I just showed you, the guy that sits around and does the approach, does the chess pieces, he doesn't just sit and always just play chess. He doesn't do this, wait, make one move, run to the other side, make another move, run back to the other side. No. He takes his time and looks at the calculations. He looks at the one piece. He makes the move. And then he walks away. And then later on, whenever that is, when he's ready to make a move, he goes to the other side. He looks at the move that was made. And now he says, okay, this is the move I need to make. He takes his time because the game is all about time. The reason why I wish everything happened fast, it can't, because you're infinite. You're only using a small percentage of your mind right now. And you can't rush that. You are forever until you pass. Your thinking is forever. And that's what I'm saying to you guys out there. It's forever. It is. And that's what I'm saying, man. And, okay, and, Seth, I appreciate what you're saying, but, brother, and I hope Snake is still around, but, Seth, this might not be for you, okay? This might not be for you. Because I understand you might be bird watching, but you just ain't built for this. Please, I welcome you to stay and all that stuff. Well, I ask you kindly. If you have a question, ask it, but please do not comment. We don't like surface dweller questions or statements here, okay? We're not surface dwellers. And when you talk like a surface dweller, it's poison in here. So please, if you feel that way, feel that way. But don't really give a fuck how you feel. I'm trying to tell you, here's in here, don't give a fuck about feelings. So if you're coming in here trying to get somebody to hug you and tell you, oh, poor guy, it's okay. Wrong room, brother. Isn't this motherfucker? So just letting you know. They can't hear any bitch shit. That's all I'm trying to do. But you can stay in here. But I'm just saying, I'm just letting you know that these motherfuckers don't play in this room, dog. They don't. Okay? Let me continue. And then, like I say, the lines, and then y'all can ask questions, but let's, that's what we're trying to put for you guys to get understanding and to get clarity on game. See, what people don't understand, they think game is like a bunch of games that you play. It's game is not that. Game is peeling back layers to discovering new things about yourself, new ways that you can grow yourself, put your bid in, new ways to kiss, to touch, to talk, to turn her on, new ways to elevate her, new ways to educate her. It's really, truly accessing yourself at your true core, your true, absolute core, where you can examine yourself, where you can have reflection and insight of how you think and how you move. It doesn't even understanding to the outside world, because the outside world doesn't matter to us. They just don't matter. And I'm sorry, if you want kumbaya, you're in the wrong fucking room. We're Jedi over here. We're Thanos over here. We're Dark Side over here. We give no fucks. It is about having a complete love, infatuation, obsession with yourself. that you put yourself above all things. Because you are the only you, and you are the only you that you control. You cannot control anybody else out in this motherfucking world but yourself. So if you have the ultimate control over yourself, why the fuck would you put a woman or anything that you put above yourself? Why would you do that? I keep telling you, a lot of y'all guys are stories that's been down. But what I'm trying to get you young men to see is that I will never be defined by someone else's perception. Love me because I'm short, black, and old. Hate me because I'm short, black, and old. I don't give a fuck either way. I just don't care. But I love me. I'm infatuated with me. I'm obsessed with me. And I appreciate who I am. All I need is me. I don't need anybody else. Matter of fact, even on Purple Rain, if you saw when he's playing with the puppet, he's like, all I need is you. That's it. But this world that we're in now, which started kind of like in the late 80s, probably started, I know it started in Katy, Texas, but so, you know, see, back in the day, guys, losers didn't get to play unless they had the ball. See, the losers were usually the kids that sucked at a sport. So what their parents did, because their parents know that their kids were losers, they would buy them a brand new baseball bat, a new basketball, and a new football, right? And then they would tell those losers to go out and play. Now, the kids that had game shit, they didn't have the nice shit. So when the loser had the nice balls, they would let the loser play. He would get picked last, but they would let him play because they know if they didn't pick him, the loser would take his ball and go home. You know what I'm saying? The loser would take his ball and go home, right? So thinking somewhere like 1986 around there, realized that, damn, it's not fair my kid sucks at fucking sports and shit. So you know what? Why don't we create a safe environment where instead of building these young men to be warriors and shit, why don't we build a safe environment where kids, all kids of all ranks of skill, can play games, and because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, we're not going to watch a score. And at the end, because try hard enough, they're going to get a trophy. What y'all see right now, shit start. Everybody's a fucking winner. Because in the 70s, like in the 70s, like when I was a little lad, they used to have a thing called Field Day. And there were only three ribbons. There was the blue ribbon for first, the red ribbon for second, and the white ribbon for third. And anybody else, fuck you. That was how it was. Hey, look, they were like feelings. The winners got the blue, second red, and third white. Everybody else, fuck your feelings. That's just how it was. In the 70s when I was on Field Day. Somewhere in the 80s, gentlemen, some parents decided that, you know what, it's not fair that my child is just fucking food, but I'm going to give him a false sense of self that's going to do more harm to him in the real world, because this is how they fuck up the things and stuff, okay? That's how they fuck up the things. But no, what I'm saying to y'all guys is that what they did, fucked up their kid in such a bad way because it gave the kid a lie that he was more than what he actually was. See, back in the day, if you sucked, you had to work hard, man. You had to get your shit right. You had to practice and practice shooting and practice throwing, practice swinging shit to get with the tough new game and how to play. But what it did was it said that you suck, but you don't have to work with yourself. So what they did with the kids, they put, when these kids got into the real world, had a false sense of a lie, thinking they were more than what they were. Because look at all my trophies I have. Oh, all the trophies. Then after you have the trophies, I'll get to go to, what, Chuck E. Cheese, or I don't know if it's still around, Pizza Hut used to have when you used to go and order pizza. Guys, for you newbies, back in the day, you can go into Pizza Hut and sit down and play arcade games and sit in pizza. And they were sitting playing. So what they would do is they would get all the kids together at the end of the year. At the end of the year, even if it sucked, they would eat pizza, free drinks, wow. And we get trophy, call our names up, and everybody's going to clap. And I won. And it's a falseness. It's a falseness. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear that shit. We were shutting the line one day. I'm teaching y'all game. All sense of the game. They don't hear that shit. Why they today, why they lose today. Up today. Why they have problems with women. What was started in the 80s because society felt that it's not fair that you're food and let's give you a false sense that you're actually the predator. They got that also to being a predator, and they roll up on a woman who has game, and they find out a few scores, and then they realize my whole life is a lie. And they got these motherfuckers thinking that there really is a sandball in all this shit, man. You know what I mean? They really think that, man. So I'm just saying that that's where it's from. That's where. What I'm saying is, I want you to accept what you are right now. I'm saying being a loser. The only way you're going to start winning, you ain't shit. Y'all guys think that y'all winners because, oh, a girl talked to me. So fucking what, man, really? So you're basing you being a winner or a loser off of a woman, then that tells you you're a loser. Because you think just because you got a woman or you can get on a boat and hire women to be on that boat while you're just driving that fucking boat, you think you're a winner? That doesn't make you a winner, dog. That makes you a... But in order to do that, you got to know you don't have anything. I was okay with women, but I didn't know shit. Never tried to challenge. I came in wide. I'm trying to learn shit. Y'all guys. So the lines are down. So, gentlemen, if you want to ask questions or anything, gentlemen, ask questions. Just put a Q in there.